Hello, welcome to another episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm very glad to have you join me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for always listening and sharing. Welcome. Today, we're going to be having a conversation which I tagged Do Not Adapt. Do Not Adapt. Now, adaptation is basically a characteristic of living things, of human beings. As a matter of fact, our ability to adapt is why we are still existing as a species. We have, over ages and generations, adapted to different things, adapted to different environment. And so basically, adaptation is a part of us, something that we do almost unconsciously. The world is fast changing. I mean, we keep adapting even every day till now. We've adapted to technology and technological demands. When we're forced to stay at home during the COVID lockdown, somehow we started adapting to that. And so really, we are always adapting. And of course, in a fast-changing world, we are adapting. Like I said, adapting is basically part of who we are and is how we survive in the world. And it happens so naturally. So you find somebody living in Africa where the temperature is very hot, moves to somewhere maybe in Europe where the temperature is cold. Initially, there's that change of environment, there's that feel. But after a while, the person, adapts. The body adapts. We adapt to food, we adapt to weather, we adapt to different situations. And adapting sort of becomes something that we do unconsciously. We never even notice when we adapt. I remember I got a job with a treatment facility. And I remember my first few days there, I felt like, I don't think I can stay here. There was this metallic smell that you could taste at the back of your throat. As a matter of fact, within the first few days of starting work, I had, an irritation in my throat to the taste. There was a taste in the air. And I felt I could never adapt to it. It was so difficult. And then weeks passed by. One day I have a guest, and the guest says, "Oh, there's this smell." And I realized that I can't even smell it anymore. I mean, I've been there just a few months and I can't smell it anymore. My body has adapted to it. It no longer bothered my throat. And that just showed us how we easily adapt. Now, this beautiful thing about adaptation that makes us to survive and thrive can become very dangerous to us because we easily adapt to any situation, not just to nature, but to environment. So you find someone, you get a job, you don't like the job. You hate the job, you hate the environment, you wish this was not the job, you wanted another job. But after a while, if you're not careful, you simply adapt to that environment and begin to enjoy the environment. People adapt to poverty. They are living where they don't want to live. They are eating what they don't want to eat. And initially, it starts off as being very difficult, but then they adapt and it becomes a part of them. And that is the danger of adapting because when you adapt, what happens is that you become suited to the environment. You become a part of the environment. You blend into the environment such that the environment no longer bothers you. And that is why today I'm encouraging you, do not adapt to what is not what you desire. Do not adapt to a place that is not your utmost desire. Do not adapt to an environment that you don't desire. Do not adapt to a job, a situation, because even in situations, people adapt. That is why you would find somebody in a toxic relationship or in an abusive relationship, and they wouldn't even feel that they're in an abusive relationship because they have adapted to it. They have adapted to the verbal abuse, they have adapted to the mental torture, or the emotional abuse, or the silent treatment, or whatever negative thing is in that environment. They simply adapt to it, and it just becomes a part of life. And what that does is that it robs you of the real life that you want. It robs you of what is your goal. It robs you of what is your ideal. Because when you adapt, the environment, you become suited to the environment. You blend into the environment. And that environment then becomes comfortable for you. So you must consciously stop yourself from adapting to an environment that is not the ideal, to an environment that you don't desire. Because if you are not constantly stopping yourself, you will adapt without knowing it, just like many people have. And when you adapt, you lose sight of that which you desire. And so this that you have now, this that you used to resent, this that was not your desire, then becomes your life. So you need to ask yourself, the things that are happening in my life, the places that I am, the relationships that I am in, the situations that I'm in, is this what I want or have I simply adapted? You need to ask yourself that question. You need to look into your life and say, this relationship that I'm in, this friendship that I have, this job that I hold, this, you know, my financial situation, because people get used to being broke. Yes. People get used to being poor. They get used to living in a horrible place. They get used to all those things without even knowing it. And that's why even the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, because the Bible knows that it is so easy for you being in this world to just blend in and forget about who you are. And again, this has happened to too many people. So today I'm calling you to, I'm calling your consciousness to it, that do not adapt, do not blend into the world, whether it's the world of being broke, the world of poverty, the world of sickness, the world of toxic relationship, whatever world it is that is not your world, do not adapt to that world. How do you stop yourself from adapting? There are two key things to stopping yourself from adapting to situations that are not your utmost desire. Number one is your eye gate, your vision. You must keep in your sight that which you desire, because there's a power of images. What you consistently see, that is the thing that you can reproduce. So if you are consistently living in a run-down neighborhood, over time, the neighborhood will stop looking run-down to you. For you to keep alive your desire to live in an upscale environment, you have to have the images of an upscale environment. That is the only way you will be dissatisfied with your environment. Otherwise, you will just adapt. So images help us. Whatever it is that you desire, keep the images of your desires close by. Get pictures. If it's about your environment, get pictures that represent the kind of house you want to live in and keep it in front of you. If it's about a job, get pictures of the kind of job you want to have, of the kind of office environment you have, and keep it in front of you. These images in front of you will actually interfere with your adaptation process, because they will remind you that this is not what you want. And you will then transfer your desire to that which you see. Surround yourself with images. Visualization and visuals are very powerful, and they can stop you from adapting, because they show you, they remind you of what you desire. So I can go on and on about it, but this is very important. Get pictures of what you desire. What car do you desire? Get an image of that car, the model, everything, and keep it in front of you. That way your desires will then grow in that direction. And following closely to keeping images in front of you are your words. The words that you speak. You have to keep speaking for that which you desire. You have to keep saying, you know what, I know I'm working here right now, but I am going to get this job. Talk about that job that you want. Talk about it in details. It doesn't matter if people are laughing at you. Talk about that relationship. Talk about the places you want to go. Talk about how you want to dress. Talk about the things you want to do for God. Talk about those things that you want to do. Keep saying them. Keep talking about them. Because when you do that, combined with the images that you have in your mind, you will birth them. But if you do not consciously keep the vision in front of you, if you do not consciously say it and speak it out loud, it will fade away. And that which you are in right now will become permanent. You will adapt to it and it will become permanent. And if that bothers you, if that scares you, if it worries you that your current job, your current house, the way your relationship is, your finances, if it bothers you that it will become permanent, then you have to stop yourself from adapting by doing the things that I've shared with you today. I hope this has been very valuable to you and you have learned something. I hope you're going to shake yourself up and stop yourself from adapting to a situation that is not your desire. Till I come your way next time, please do share this with family and friends. Take care of yourself. God bless you, and bye.